Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder, and we have got a great two-part show lined up today.
We do.
Boy, I can't wait to kick off part number one.
You know what? This is always an incredible time of year, and that is, of course, the Men's Conference.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we have with us Mike Fox, who, I mean, I don't know what your official title is. I mean, director of the Men's Conference, chief cook and bottle washer of the Men's Conference, coordinator of the Men's, what do I say? Coordinator extraordinaire of the Men's Conference.
Thank you for your kind words.
Anyway, you have something to do with the Men's Conference, and you're here today. How about that?
Yes, happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I was looking over the lineup on the Men's Conference, and we're going to talk all, you know, everything you wanted to know but were too afraid to ask, right? And I was looking at the lineup here, and we all agreed that you could have had any one of these guys, one of these guys, and they could have handled a day-long event easily by themselves. But you have five or six headliners here, for pity's sake. How did you arrange that?
Answered prayers.
No, oh, my goodness.
No, we are truly blessed with the speakers we have, as well as our new Archbishop attending the conference. And when we put things together, we always say that it's Holy Spirit driven. We're not the ones in charge. These speakers are the ones who are supposed to be here. This coming weekend, and they're all phenomenal, and everybody is saying, wow, how did you get all three of these national speakers all at once?
Yeah, and right.
So we're really, really happy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that it's now instead of February, we would have weather to contend with. So this is, I mean, right. We're going to have perfect weather. It's going to actually be warm, I think. I looked ahead, and these 90s, are going to stick around. I mean, you're going to have great weather.
Yes, we sure hope. No worry about snow.
That shouldn't keep any.
But it's indoors. Anybody. It doesn't matter.
It's air-conditioned comfort. So, all right, so for those people it's not too late. So I think that's the most important thing. It's not too late, right?
Correct, yes. Now, we encourage you to register online at IndianaCatholicMen.com, and it's real easy to do. And you can do that through Friday. If you do come, the morning of the conference, we cannot guarantee your lunch.
Sure.
With that. So we ask you the sooner. It helps us with, multiple things, knowing sooner than later.
So. Okay, so for those men who are listening, or maybe even wives who have a husband who might be interested, what does the day look like? I mean, what is the Men's Conference? What's your mission? And what does the day look like?
Well, it's nice, very non-threatening. It's not like a Christ Renews weekend. You're not having to share, and some people hesitate about that. But
good point.
We start out. Actually, the Archbishop will be the first one to greet, meet, and talk to everybody, and then we have a speaker. Following him, we'll then have Mass over at St. John's, which is wonderful to see that full of men. And come back for lunch, and then we have three talks in the afternoon. We are going to have an Eucharistic procession.
Oh my!
After Mass, around downtown and back
cool visual
around the block. So we did that last year, and had rave reviews, and it's a great witness to our faith to those on the streets.
Oh yeah, yeah! I love that. I've been involved in that a few times, and that's just. It's really powerful for the people not only who are participating, but the people, the cars, or the people that see this. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. I mean, again, it's a great witness to our faith.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's a day-long event.
Yes.
And the Mass, and will there be confession available?
Yeah, we have confession. It will be right after lunch until almost the end of the day.
Okay.
And, you know, we should be finishing up, you know, 4:15 in the afternoon.
Okay. So.
And it's a great opportunity for confession because they have a number of priests. And I was amazed last year, just the order of the line. They had a section of chairs set aside, and they keep taking, you know, the end one, and they'd all slide over and slide over. So there wasn't any standing for hours to get in or anything like that. It was efficient, and it moved well.
Yeah, we try to do it so those chairs, too, are in the room. So you still see the speakers, and you can enjoy the day.
Oh, how nice is that? So you're not missing by waiting in line.
You're not missing anything. I think one year we had over 400 confessions
heard,
which was
amazing.
Oh, my
goodness. And,
but it's hundreds of confessions are heard
that
day. And some wonderful priests there. To hear them. So.
Yeah, you know, I've been to a men's conference maybe once early on when I was helping to man a table.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed that they have a similar setup at the women's conference where just the lines, I mean, the number of people that because of something they heard during one of the talks touched them, and confession is, you know, becomes an imperative, you know, something that mm-hmm. you want to sell a sacrament that you want to celebrate, that you want to participate in.
Well, it's one of the greatest gifts we have.
Right?
So
right?
That's what it's all about.
Okay, so you have several priests. I noticed you have a deacon also, Deacon Larry. Tell, just for those people who, a lot of these names are very recognizable, but someone maybe is hearing this name for the first time and thinking, okay, give me a couple lines on him. What's he known for?
Well,
so let's go down
if you're
the
on
list.
The EWTN, you've probably heard or seen him. He's from the Archdiocese of New Orleans, Deacon Larry Oney, and he's a businessman, but he has really taken on his faith in a whole nother manner, and he's really trying to, you know, preach, you know, more about our faith and how we live our lives. And he's written numerous books. He's been a guest on Women of Grace, The World Over, The Choice We Face, EWTN Live with Father Mitch Pacwa, and EWTN Bookmark. And he's also on the board of directors of Franciscan University. And so he has a great pedigree.
Right.
And
sure.
He... in a lively style. I think he's one who I think will keep you awake, and he'll
He must be the first one after lunch, right?
Actually, the second after lunch.
Okay.
But,
right.
You know, I think you're going to be just as entertained with that other speaker right after lunch. It will be a phenomenal afternoon. Great morning, too.
Okay. So. All right, so let's go down. What other speaker do you have? So you have Deacon Larry from the South.
Yes. We have Brian Patrick, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard him on the radio, on Sacred Heart Radio. He had the Sunrise Morning Show years. He's actually an old news anchor out of the ABC affiliate in Cincinnati.
And at one time worked at WIBC here in town.
Right here in Indianapolis, sure, right. So, just for a moment or two, right.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we're really fortunate to have him. If you're on EWTN, which we're mentioning a lot
here.
He's
the host of the Morning Glory Show, heard every morning here on Catholic Radio.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
And so, you know, and he's done the EWTN nightly news. I think he's out of that now. But he is just a gifted man, and he's also involved with Crossing the Goal, which if you men out there have watched that show with Curtis Martin and Danny Abramowitz, it's a sports show format and trying to get men in spiritual shape. So, you know, he's phenomenal, and again, we're all fortunate to have him.
Now, your theme this year is, of course, it's always called Lions Breathing Fire, but you have a theme, an interesting theme this year. Tell us about that.
Our theme is Go to Joseph.
Okay, what's the deal?
we all forget about Saint Joseph. You know, there are so many wonderful. Well, all the saints are wonderful, but you know, Saint Joseph is kind of overlooked. You don't hear much about him in our Bible. You know, he's there somewhat, but and you just don't hear a lot about him. And we said, who could be a better role model for any human being, let alone a husband? You know, just you know, anybody can look at Saint Joseph and say, "Boy, I should be more like him."
Oh, sure.
You know, our Lady was hand chosen by, you know, our God, and what a perfect mother. Well, do you think he wanted to have anything but a perfect foster earthly father? And so we'll have some, you know, a talk on Saint Joseph, and you know, I think all the speakers will touch on him. But, you know, again, what a perfect role model for anyone.
Oh, sure. You know, you have you have several diocesan priests there. I mean, you have Father Patrick Beidelman, of course, will be there, and you have, of course, the Archbishop. But then you have a special Monsignor Charles Pope.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I we have to get on the calendar with, obviously, we have to sync you up because with us, because how you were able to get these people, impressive, Mike Fox, impressive. Oh.
Thanks again. It's the Holy Spirit.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about Monsignor.
Well, he will be giving actually two talks, and he's from the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. But he's one who people read quite a bit from him. He has blogs. He does a question and answer column for our Sunday Visitor, and he's also involved with the National Catholic Register. And Catholic Answers magazine, but
wow.
anything you read of his is great. I have not seen him personally, but I've seen him on YouTube, and he's a great speaker with a lot of humor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Takes, you know, he's also been on, you know, numerous shows and things like that. So he's unfortunately a great asset for this day.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It, you know, listeners, remember this. It is not too late. It is this weekend. It is this coming weekend. However, it is not too late to register. And our guest today, Mike Fox, will tell you just how to do that.
Yes. Just go to our website, IndianaCatholicMen.com, and you can get more information on the speakers and register. And it's quick and easy. It will be down at the Convention Center this year in the 500 Ballroom, which is on the main level. A little different location than last year.
So, and remember, if you do show up at the last minute and you're listening to this on Friday and you decide to go on Saturday, lunch is not guaranteed if you show up at the door. But certainly you may show up at the door. Certainly they will have a spot for you. But lunch is not guaranteed if that's the case.
Correct, but we'll do our best.
Well, we'll do our best. All right, well, God bless you, Mike Fox, for being our guest today. And one more time, if they're going to register, place to register?
Just go online to www.IndianaCatholicMen.com.
Amen. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, Nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Radio Indy. There's lives being touched every single day by it.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest this half is Ken Ogorek, and he is the Director of Catechesis for the Diocese. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Always good to spend time with you and all your great listeners.
You know, you look like you've been someplace further south than Indianapolis, have you?
You know, with me, it's not the years, it's the mileage. So I've been lots of places. No, that's just my ruddy Belgian complexion.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, uh-huh. And I blush easily. Don't you remember a minute ago you told me how handsome I was?
Oh, yeah, that was it. So it's still left over from that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was talking to me.
Okay.
And two characters in the room, listeners. Dear. Ken Ogorek, you know, the favorite guy to ask just about, it's stump a catechist, if you will. That love having you as our guest. Today, though, we're going to chat about something a little bit interesting, and it all has to do with the Blessed Mother.
Absolutely.
Huge anniversary, by the way. Huge anniversary coming up,
Ken. It's a big year, the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's appearances in Fatima. Yeah, absolutely. Apparitions, I should say.
Apparitions.
Yeah. But hey, we have a specific event that people can plug into.
And I love whoever named it this. I know this is the second time around, but whoever came up with the initial title, because it's so sweet.
Since you like it, I'll take credit for it.
Okay, there you go.
That's usually how I roll. We're getting ready for what we're calling our second annual Archdiocesan Morning with Mary.
Yeah, love it.
And, you know, last year for the Jubilee of Mercy, the one big archdiocesan event was Marian in nature. We had a morning with Mary, and it was wonderful. And even while we were planning that, a few of us were saying, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be great if every year the Archdiocese had had an event that, of course, our friends north of 96th Street could come to as well. But, you know, what if we had an annual event that really focused on our Blessed Mother? And hence the annual morning with Mary was born.
Love
it. So this year we're looking at a Saturday, October 14th, coming up soon. And this is what it says. It's a morning event starting at 9 a.m., although folks can certainly arrive early and enjoy some wonderful music and kind of get into a groove there. It's 9 to noon. This year we're doing it at Saints Peter and Paul Cathedral. It is going to rotate throughout the Archdiocese, but this year, so speaking of our friends up north, you know, great location, but our format is pretty similar. You know, we just give folks an opportunity to sing and pray and hear some wonderful speakers and some great witness talks, and that's what we have lined up this year.
You know, it's interesting. A couple things. I was looking through the flyer, who you are having as guests, speakers, and not only are you having now Bishop Ashen, Archbishop Ashen, or Paul Ashen's sister.
Yeah.
That's sister, right. Yep. sister, because she's a sister.
Yes, that's right.
Sister Mary Nicolette Ashen.
Uh-huh.
But you also have Heather Renshaw.
Yeah.
What a story. So for those people who haven't heard about Heather Renshaw, give us a little tidbit. Why would listeners love to come and hear this story?
Well, we thought of her for a Marian-focused event in part because she's a very proud and loving Catholic mom. You know, that's kind of how Heather is best known for her Real Catholic Mom blog and some of the books she's published and the speaking that she does. She also has a story that I think a lot of folks can relate to. You know, she wasn't always a devout practicing Catholic. But really, at a certain point in her life, she really kind of heard God calling her to go closer to Him, and really to move toward full communion with His Holy Catholic Church, and certainly our Blessed Mother had a role to play in that as well, and that's one of the great things that Heather will share at our Morning with Mary.
You know, we love hearing stories like that, because I think most of us at one time or another in our life can identify with maybe not falling away, but maybe pulling away, either intentionally or not, you know.
Sure.
And sometimes it happens in college, and sometimes it's a little after, and sometimes you get lazy along the way. But so to hear her powerful story of, you know, growing up Catholic, basically, and then away for a long period of time, and her reversion story, I love them. I can't get enough.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, so between Heather's talks and Sister Nicolette's witness, we're certainly expecting quite a few folks to join us, which is wonderful. Real important note, and I might repeat it before we're done here, but we do want folks to register for this event because okay. Our cathedral is big, but space is not unlimited. But if you register, you'll be fine. And the best place to do that is really if you just go to archindy.org. That's the website of the Archdiocese. There's a nice image right on the homepage that says Morning with Mary. You can click on it. Or if you're the type of person who just enjoys typing in full addresses, it's just archindy.org/morningwithmary. But please register.
You know, I think this is a year of Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima, is kind of drawing to an end, and I think this is a perfect, really perfect way to participate in the Holy Father's promise and offer to us for a plenary indulgence. And you're going to have Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah.
You will have her there, certainly an image of Our Lady of Fatima there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And our Holy Father offered this particular year under the usual conditions for a plenary indulgence, but one particular one is that you are in the presence of Our Lady of Fatima, an image of Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah.
Go to confession within a couple weeks.
Sure.
Offer Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be for the Pope. Mm-hmm. And there you go. What an incredible benefit. What a gift. A plenary indulgence, for pity's sake. And I think This is a very sweet way to kind of not only honor our Blessed Mother, but a gift to ourselves and spend a morning with 200 or 300 of your best friends and the Blessed Mother, right?
Sure, sure. No,
maybe even more than that. You might be surprised at how many are going to turn out.
Sure, sure.
Is this going to be a family type event, or is it mainly leave the kids at home?
No, you know, I would say it is a 3-hour event, give or take, and there will certainly be a break. But it's the sort of thing that's going to be kind of broken up into segments, so it isn't like a person will have to sit there and pay attention for 1 hour and 15 minutes. I would struggle to do that. So I would really say people of all ages would certainly benefit from this. Between the music and the praying of the rosary, we intersperse the five decades with the different pieces of the morning. It's just beautiful.
Oh, interesting.
Again, last year's kind of inaugural Morning with Mary for the Jubilee Year of Mercy was just wonderful, and we had a great turnout, and that's why we're just so excited to do this second one. We're already planning the third one, but let's focus on October 14th. You know, it'll always be in October. That's kind of our plan.
Yeah.
And again, it'll rotate throughout the Archdiocese, but we always want to have great speakers and witnesses, and this year's no different.
You know, it says doors open at 8 a.m. with light refreshments served.
Yeah, the folks who've been to our cathedral know that our what we call our Catholic Center is catacorner, basically across the street from our cathedral, just across Meridian Street. So you know, especially folks who travel a little bit, they might want to pop into the Catholic Center, have a little cup of coffee, you know, in my case, a donut or three. So the cathedral doors and the Catholic Center doors will open at 8.
Okay.
But then we'll want folks to be seated in the cathedral right at 9 o'clock. We're going to have a beautiful Marian procession. Matt Faley and his group will be providing the music for that piece of it. And then really kind of in the middle of our Morning with Mary, we've got a wonderful choral group in the Archdiocese called Vox Sacra.
Oh, yeah.
They're really getting they're not exactly as popular as Straight No Chaser yet, but they're but they really
but
are
close.
Gaining. Yeah, with good reason. So Vox Sacra will again be part of the day. So you can tell it's an all-star cast with, of course, our Blessed Mother and how she wants to draw us, of course, closer to her son, Jesus. What a great group of people to hang out with. Huh?
Now, you said a procession. Does that mean that you might process around the block, or is this down the...
Actually, this will be more focused on within the cathedral itself, because folks will already be seated
in there.
But I tell you, we've got a brand new statue of Our Lady of Fatima that we're going to use, and a little Catholic vocabulary word here, a woodworker built it's called a litter. It's that platform that is used, you know, when four folks carry either a monstrance or an image or a statue. Mm-hmm. So
litter.
Yeah, it's called a litter.
Okay.
But it's beautiful. It's just beautiful, brand new.
So that's what wood. Our Lady would be on top
yeah,
of. Be
yeah. We'll have some seminarians there to help us, process in
that
with her.
That is a new word for me. I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here to serve, you know. I'm here to serve.
I would have said carrying the platform. That's right, yeah. Although you can imagine a seat, you know, a chair like on top of that and a person sitting on top of that. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm gonna say it on the air. I'm just going to put it out that all I mentioned right. off air. But sure, listeners, if you have not heard Matt Faley,
mm-hmm.
Matt Faley has an incredible voice, a beautiful voice. And he has at least one CD, if not a couple, that he has dedicated, one of them dedicated to Mary.
Yeah.
And he sings like a Hail Mary to Ave Maria. It's kind of an Ave Maria, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, it brings tears to my eyes because you can hear the love in his voice. So I'm glad he's going to be a part of it, but is there any chance that he might participate in some singing, Ken?
Oh, he will, absolutely.
Oh, he will.
At the very beginning, yeah. Okay. So in a way, you could say The Morning with Mary has something for everyone, you know?
Okay.
And again, it's important that folks do register, though.
Okay.
And they can do that just by going to archindia.org and clicking on the Morning with Mary image. And then when you do that, there's a phone number you can call if you need additional info or what have you. But it's Saturday, October 14th. It's from 9 to noon, but again, folks can arrive a little early if they want. And again, be done in time for lunch.
And there are lots of wonderful places downtown for lunch.
Absolutely, yeah. What's not to like?
Heather Renshaw, what mm-hmm. a wonderful story. I know that she will probably share some of that with the congregation. And then Sister Mary Nicolette Ashen.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And she's wonderful. She's just delightful.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken, we've got just under a minute left, really. Just hardly 30 seconds left. What do you want to toss out there for our listeners?
I hope everyone listening will attend. And you know what? Invite a friend or a neighbor or a relative. This is a great way to show the beauty of our Catholic faith at our second annual Archdiocesan Morning with Mary.
Morning with Mary. Love it. God bless you. Thank you for visiting us, Ken.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.